I was sick to my stomach. We were listening, actually just sitting up in bed with the Italian TV on the internet, and then CNN up, and then a feed from her family, and just really hoped that it would be over, that they would just uphold her release. And I think we were all really shocked.
And you helped to free Knox. Mm-hmm. Remind us, what was your role in her original acquittal?
I was a DNA analyst with the defense team, and I've been working on the case about 3 years now with them.
And how important is DNA evidence in this case?
I think it's what originally convicted them, and certainly it was what the appeals judge was most concerned about. And he appointed his own two independent experts from the university in Rome, two independent forensic experts with whom I had nothing to do. And they came up with everything that we came up with here in Boise, Idaho, and then some, that the DNA used to convict Amanda and Raphael was not reliable, likely a contamination. And so she was acquitted.
And you've said in the past that you know who killed Meredith Kircher. Who do you think committed the crime?
Well, it's not think. His DNA spells out his identity to an assurance of one in quadrillions. We know who did it. It's Rudy Gadet. He's serving in prison presently. He was never released. He was convicted before Amanda and Raphael were tried. The only question facing the court was, did he have accomplices? And I think it's a very complex story that the prosecutors come up with to try to involve Amanda and Raphael. It doesn't make any sense. They didn't know this guy. It looks like it was a break-in. There's a broken window. I mean, it all seems like a pretty typical, if there is a typical, murder situation like this. And to create this elaborate myth that Raphael and Amanda are involved without any substantial evidence is a stretch. I didn't think it would be revisited, but apparently it will be.
And what happens now? What is the role of the Idaho Innocence Project going forward?
Well, we've been in touch with Amanda's family. We've told them that we're certainly still on the case. We're happy to do whatever's necessary. We don't know if the court wants to revisit the DNA evidence yet. They have to issue their report within 90 days. And if the DNA is still on the table, then we're still involved as consultants on the case. We just don't know. The court hasn't told us. Again, this is all brand new to us, and we're waiting for that report.
And how's the family holding up?
On the surface, really well. Very brave statements were released. But I know that family, and I know other families that we work with. And to tell people that their daughter, or in Amanda's case, that you are under suspicion for murder and that you could be returned to the prison where you spent 4 years in Italy is extremely frightening. And it is part of a continuing sentence that she and her family are serving, that Raphael and his family are serving, and frankly, that the Kircher family, the victim's family, are serving. They're all under the eye of the press. There are people arguing this case on the internet. They can't get away from it. So their lives are back under the microscope. I know Amanda. She's very private. She's really not interested in being in the limelight. Her family is not interested in that as well, but they have to be. And so they're under a sentence again to live this one story over and over again with the threat of a long, long prison term.